Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at facebook.com/fairandjust.
All right, I'm Justin Pulowski, the Commish, here with your draft buzz update, of course, revolving and surrounding and including your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I've gotten a lot of questions, and everyone's starting to freak out about Mark Ingram visiting the Bucs. There's no way the Bucs could take him at 20, is there? Well, I'm here to calm you down. I'm here to settle your nerves. You know, the Buccaneers are meeting with a lot of players. The Buccaneers are meeting with Tyron Smith, offensive tackle. The Bucs are meeting with a ton of defensive ends and a ton of linebackers and some corners and some tight ends. I don't think there's a reason to freak out because they bring in a Heisman Trophy winner. He's slated to go somewhere in the mid to late first round. Why not do your due diligence? Mark Ingram is a very good football player. He's a leader. He was a captain. He's a hard worker. He's everything the Buccaneers look for in a player. I don't think they draft him at 20. I don't. But I don't know if Mark Ingram is as electric of a running back that teams would select him maybe in the mid-first round. So maybe he does slide. Shouldn't the Buccaneers do their job and find out about Mark Ingram if he does slip into the second round? Maybe he is a guy that they want to target, maybe in the second round. Maybe they want to trade up in the second round to get him. I don't think he's a logical pick. I would not select him with the 20th overall selection. But I'd also want to know about him in case I had the opportunity to get him later. Mikel LeShore is a great running back. Ryan Williams is a great running back. Mark Ingram has the track record. There's not a lot of teams. Remember this. There are not a lot of teams in this year's draft that need a running back. So if Mark Ingram isn't selected by a team that needs a running back first, and that team goes with a LeShore or goes with a Ryan Williams, there could be a free fall of one of these running backs. And if LeShore and Ryan Williams go before Ingram, it wouldn't shock me. Nothing in this draft is going to shock me this year. Would not surprise me if Ingram started to fall. Just because there are just not that many teams this year that need a running back. So if Ingram does fall, the Buccaneers have now done their homework. They brought him in for a visit. They know about him, and I'm sure they would love to have a backfield that consisted of LeGarrette Blount and Mark Ingram. I just don't think they're willing to get that backfield by spending a first-round pick, especially the 20th overall pick, on a guy like him. All right, once again, this has been your draft buzz for your day today. Much more coming here at JoeBucksFan.com. So continue to come back for your best draft coverage all around. Follow me, the Commish.
Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at facebook.com/fairandjust.